Murdering Promises I Just Can't Keep by the Crownless Queen. It's sunny outside the day Salazar leaves. Sunny and warm, the kind of perfect day they'd both preferred to spend together than apart, once. But Salazar has turned into someone Godric can barely recognize while he wasn't looking. And, well, Godric can't even say he didn't see it coming, can he? Hogwarts is a big castle already, and they haven't even finished building it yet. Rowena insists they need more towers, and obviously Helga wants to expand on the greenhouses, and fine, maybe Godric would enjoy some real dueling rooms for when they get more students, but if they keep adding more rooms, the place is going to be unmappable. Isn't that the point? Salazar points out, tapping the edge of his quill against his pointy chin. To make sure enemies can't figure out where to go. You're paranoid, my friend, Godric retorts, rolling his eyes. This place is safe, and I'm not sure making a school where the students constantly get lost is the point, as you say. Salazar smirks, finally looking away from the parchment he's been scribbling on. You mean you've been getting lost again? Godric pouts, feeling his cheeks heat up. It's in times like these he wishes he could share Salazar's darker complexion. Godric's skin turns redder than blood at the slightest hint of embarrassment, and with Salazar around, there are plenty of occasions for that. So, maybe Rowena's stares have misled me a couple of times, he replies, crossing his arms. My point still stands. As does mine, Salazar replies calmly. But I'm sure our students will manage to find their way around, he smirks. Eventually. Godric shakes his head, but he can't resist a fond smile. I'll make sure to tell them to direct their complaints towards you, then. You do that, Salazar snorts. He taps his quill against the table and looks Godric straight into the eyes. Now, if that's all... Godric shivers. Why? Too busy for little old me? Something like that, Salazar replies through pursed lips. Godric huffs out an amused laugh. You know, one of these days you're going to have to tell me what you're working on. Just a safeguard, yes, so you've said. But you can trust me, okay? You can trust all of us. We're all on the same side here. Of course I trust you, Salazar replies, his words as honeyed as his tongue. And of course I know that. This is just something I have to do alone. His lips quirk up into an amused smile. Besides, having you around would just distract me. Oh, is that so? Godric asks, wiggling his eyebrows playfully. Case in point, Salazar retorts with a pointed look, and Godric laughs. Fine, fine, I get it. I'll leave you to your mysterious work then, Godric says, raising his hands up and stepping back out of the room. Much appreciated. And this isn't the first time Salazar has hidden something from Godric, but it isn't the last. Salazar's up to something, he tells Helga over breakfast, and she laughs. Your man's always up to something, she counters, quietly reaching to pour Rowena a new cup of tea. They're so in sync, Godric can't help but feel a little jealous. He and Salazar had this, once, and in a way they still do. But lately, it's been feeling different. He's keeping secrets, he says, and Godric hates how the very thought makes his stomach roil. Aren't we all? Rowena interjects, sending Helga a grateful smile before raising her cup to her lips. Not like this, Godric replies, but he doesn't have anything concrete to give them. It's not like he can tell them that lately Salazar's kisses have grown more urgent, more desperate, like they're on a deadline Godric knows nothing about. That last night, when Godric told him he loved him, Salazar had laughed and kissed his neck instead of saying it back, his hands wandering down until Godric had forgotten what he'd even said. I'm sure it's fine, Helga finally tells him with a gentle smile. Yeah, Godric replies, more out of a lack of will to fight than any true conviction. You're probably right. I'm sure it's fine. It's the guilt, Godric decides. It lingers in Salazar's green eyes like a poison, and Godric knows his lover too well not to be able to tell. Whatever Salazar is up to, he knows Godric wouldn't approve. There are so few things Salazar could do that Godric wouldn't be able to forgive him for. Godric doesn't want to know which one of them Salazar is considering worth risking everything for. And yet, he can't stop thinking about it. It's late, past midnight for sure, when the entire castle's asleep but them. Godric trails his hands down Salazar's bare sides, and his lips twitch up into a grin when Salazar flinches.
Ticklish?
You know I am, Salazar mumbles back, his voice muffled by sleep. They're alone, but they whisper anyway. The moment calls for quietness like that.
You know I love you, right?
Godric asks, his throat suddenly tight. Trust me, please, he wants to say. Wants to beg. You used to tell me everything. Why won't you tell me this? And Salazar twists around and grins, swallowing any other words Godric might say into a kiss.
I know, he says.
A list of things Godric knows about the man he loves, then. He likes his eggs runny and his steak blue rare. He holds his wand with his left hand but writes with his right, and when he's frustrated, he'll twist his hair behind his ear. He curls his L's on the letters he writes, and he summons snakes to speak to them and then forgets to send them back until Godric's bare skin hits something cold and scaly in their bed. He bites his lips when he's trying not to laugh, and he hates crying in public. He speaks 7 languages and gets into fights over Greek literature with Rowena, and he has never won a single game of chess against Helga. He smiles like he knows something you don't, and once upon a time, he'd have shared that something with Godric. Once upon a time, they'd have laid together all night talking, the way they had when Salazar had confessed about killing the men who'd burned his sister alive. He's never regretted it, Godric knows, and when he thinks about it, Godric can't blame him. He doesn't have a little sister, but he thinks if someone they trusted had killed her, Godric would have hunted them to the ends of the earth, too. Once upon a time, Godric had known every one of this man's secrets. Now, he isn't so sure. The day Rowena tells them they'll be letting Muggleborns into the school, Salazar has a panic attack. First, though, he rants and rages about it, his eyes wild and dark like a madman's. We can't, he begs. And Godric knows he's seeing the mob that went after his sister. He'd begged her to run, but they'd gotten separated, and that had been the last time Salazar had seen her before the fire.
They'll destroy everything we've worked to build.
They are magical too, Rowena counters, eyes sympathetic but unrelenting. They deserve to be taught too. They don't have a magical family to protect them. Salazar snorts bitterly. His grip on Godric's hand is so tight it hurts.
As if that's ever helped anyone.
And he turns to Godric for support, but...
I'm sorry, but we can't just not take them in, Godric replies.
And he is sorry. Sorrier than Salazar can ever know. But he knows what muggles do to magical children, too. And the Muggleborns are even more at risk than anyone else. It isn't fair to blame the children for their parents' sins.
Well, Salazar retorts, his eyes venomously bright. Maybe you can't, but I will.
They live in the same rooms, and it's easy to search them while Salazar isn't here. Where is he? Godric used to know, but now it feels like Salazar is slipping through his fingers, and it terrifies him. Don't go somewhere I can't follow you, he wants to beg, but he swallows back the words every time. Saying them would make them too real, he supposes. Godric doesn't know what he's looking for, but he doesn't find it. He doesn't find anything. And that
more than anything else, is damning. Salazar has always had secrets. Old dark arts tomes he was only studying to counter them. Samples of potion ingredients he shouldn't have owned. He simply never used to keep them from Godric as well. And then, a confrontation. But first, rumors of a monster planted inside their school to cleanse it of those Salazar has deemed undeserving. But first, attacks in the halls on those who came from the Muggle world. But first, Salazar, his sister's locket around his neck and his wand raised, saying he was doing it for them. "No," Godric counters, his heart in his throat. "You're doing it for you." Because whatever Salazar has been up to, is up to, it reeks of black magic and forbidden arts, and their school is supposed to be safe from that. A haven, one they made because they'd never had one themselves. But first, Godric, staring at a man he once knew as well as he knew himself, and not recognizing what he sees. And Salazar is threatening everything they've worked for, so what else can Godric do but stand against him? Oh, but how Godric wishes he knew the right words to make Salazar stop, to get him to stay and understand that there's a better way to do this. But he doesn't, and all he can really do is raise his wand, Rowena and Helga stern and solemn by his side. "Tell us what you did," Helga orders, and Godric's never heard her sound so cold before. Salazar stares back at them, his features contorted in anger and betrayal as he spits back, "No." He is still the most handsome man Godric has ever met, though. And when he leaves, he takes part of Godric's heart with him. They do not find Salazar's chamber. Godric wants to hope that means it isn't real, but he knows better. Still, somehow, he knows better. It isn't the comfort he thought it would be.